to a new RFM 103.7. Look, most of us love to get along to a concert, love to get along to a show. Of course, getting a ticket can be the hardest part of the entire experience. Your tickets go on sale, they get sold out, and then they appear on many ticket reselling websites. And that is where the New South Wales Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation, Matt Keane's, got some concerns. Lots of complaints coming through to the ACCC recently. Good morning, Matt. The likes of delayed delivery of tickets, events being cancelled, those heavily marked up tickets to begin with, and the failure to provide refunds are all concerns, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I mean, we're seeing fake tickets being sold, failure to provide refunds, and massively inflated prices. And who gets hurt the most? It's the fans, Mark. And that's why I'm issuing an urgent public warning about using ticket-selling websites. Last year, we had over 400 complaints or inquiries. And Fair Trading, New South Wales Fair Trading, estimates over 600 consumers have been ripped off to the tune of around $130,000. It's not good enough. And that's why I'm urging your listeners, if you want to go to a concert, if you want to book tickets to the footy finals, make sure you're booking your tickets online using an authorised primary ticket selling website.
So let's take it back to the start, Matt. Obviously, why are we allowing a situation where fake tickets can be sold? Is it just that our laws haven't caught up with technology? Is that where the lag is?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, technology is evolving so quickly, and you know, the majority of people want to use online services to purchase their goods and services. We need to make sure that our laws are keeping up to speed with the advances in technology. I mean, 20 years ago, the people that scalping tickets or jumping the queue effectively, you know, would run to the front of the line and buy tickets up to deprive real consumers of the chance to line up and wait their turn. Today, we see them using technology to scrape up tickets from legitimate ticket-selling websites and then place them up on another secondary selling website at a massively inflated price. So technology has changed, and now laws and regulations need to keep up with that.
Do you think as well, even if we talk about for a moment the legitimate websites, the ones that no one has, one that most people are comfortable with, do you think as well some of the inflated prices we see there, that needs to be taken a look at as well?
Look, what I think is that the legitimate authorised ticket-selling websites, you know, we need to make sure that people are able to get access to them and get tickets on them. But I mean, there are some issues with the legitimate websites. I'd like to see them have more transparency so that you know whether or not there'll be one or two concerts, you know, how many tickets will be up for sale. These practices where they say, you know, last chance, one concert only, things like that, when there are three or four concerts planned, I mean, it's actually putting the consumers last. I want to put the consumers first, and that's why we'll be announcing in the coming month a package of reforms that will protect consumers, protect concert goers, protect lovers of the footy finals when they're buying tickets online.
I'm guessing by your language there, Matt, you're not going to be able to drop too many bombshells for us this morning, but is there anything you can enlighten us on that the listener that loves to go to a show, do you think that our lives may be enhanced a little bit, maybe made just that little bit easier in the coming weeks or so?
Look, my commitment is to put consumers in New South Wales first. For too long, they've been getting a raw deal when it comes to concerts and purchasing tickets online to things like the finals. We've got the Ashes coming up. There's some big name concerts. I want to make sure that consumers are not being ripped off when they're purchasing tickets to those events. I want to make sure that their interests are put first, and we'll be announcing a package of reforms that will look after them in the online marketplace.
Matt, we'll hold you to it. You've made a couple of sweeping promises there, as broad as they may be for this stage, but we'll watch that with some great interest, and fingers crossed the ticket price that they go on sale at may be where they stay. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your time.
He is the State Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation, and with a bit of luck, that better regulation may come to the world of online ticketing. Matt Keane there joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.